The Spider-Man Far From Home trailer came out this morning, something that I have been looking forward to, but at the same time, I'm totally fine. Like, I would have been fine if they didn't even show one because of Avengers Endgame. Obviously, that's not realistic. We cannot expect Sony to not market their movie. And remember, well, they contracted out to Marvel to make the movie, and it is part of the MCU because it is Feige and company who actually made the movie. Sony is still in charge of distribution and marketing. All right, what did I think? I loved it. I thought this trailer was fantastic. You know, it did exactly what it should have done in that it gave you absolutely nothing in relation to its place in the timeline with Avengers Endgame. It's just showing you a cool, or what appears to be a cool Spider-Man story. It's going to, I'm sure in the actual movie, we will know where it takes place. But as of right now, this easily could take place prior to in the events of Infinity War. And if that's the case, then they're good to go. I'm sure a lot of people are going to have a problem with Happy Hogan and Aunt May flirting with each other, because I remember when those reports came out that people flipped out about it, thinking that somehow this was May betraying Ben, as though she's never moved on and dated anyone else before in the comics. Oh, wait, she has multiple times, including being married to J. Jonah Jameson Sr. I think it makes sense. I want to see an Uncle Ben reference from her, in that I want to see her acknowledge that she is moving on past, you know, just give some kind of reference to it. I don't need the origin. I don't need that at all. We know Spider-Man's origin. Everybody knows Spider-Man's origin. We don't need that. But I do want to see them at least acknowledge that her moving on romantically is still a major life event for her, for a widow in this capacity. There was an Uncle Ben reference. It was kind of a blink and you miss it reference, but you do quickly see on Peter's suitcase the initials BFP, which is definitely Benjamin Parker. I don't know what the F stands for. To my knowledge, they've never officially given Ben a middle name or revealed what it was. So your guess is as good as mine as far as that goes. The actual action shown in the movie, I love the shot of him gliding, the look of the new suit. It looks really good. We did get a quick look at the stealth suit. That looked great. The action with what, for now, I'm going to call Hydro Man and Sandman, even though I don't really know that that's definitively what they're going to be. We know that Mysterio is going to be in the movie and helping with some kind of elementals, and they both looked great, I thought. Zero complaints there. Speaking of Mysterio, he looked awesome straight out of the page. You even get not a super great look, but you do see the fishbowl in action. You see him without the fishbowl. Both are looks that we see in the comics on a regular basis. The green smoke around him, definitely Mysterio is straight out of the comics. It's exactly what he looks like. Now, as far as his characterization goes, I don't know, because in the comics, he is definitely not a hero. And as far as we know, he is going to be, at least for part of this movie, working with Spider-Man and S.H.I.E.L.D. Speaking of S.H.I.E.L.D., Nick Fury. Loved his entrance to it. Absolutely great. That's classic Nick Fury. It's going to be fun to see Samuel L. Jackson again and play this part another time. In the comics, in the Ultimate Comics, it is, for at least a while, Nick Fury very much played a mentor role to Peter. You also see that in the Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon. I like that relationship. Tony being a mentor to Peter has also happened. I also think that's great, but I really enjoy the dynamic that Nick and Peter have. And so I'm looking forward to seeing more of that. So at this point, while I am sure that somebody who, I'm sure if you hate Homecoming and hate Peter Parker in the MCU, that you want to tear the trailer apart. For me, he is my single favorite character, and I love him in the MCU, and I love this. No, realistically, it was going to have to be pretty gosh darn bad for me to even approach not liking what I saw, but I thought this trailer did exactly what, not only what I expected it to do in terms of what it would reveal, but what it needed to do, what it should do. Again, it's not realistic it's not even realistic to be mad at Sony for marketing the movie, just because they're never going to not do that. And so that said, I'm glad that we get this glimpse. I do hope that at least until prior to Endgame's release, that nothing comes out. I do have the slight worry that Sony is somehow going to spoil part of Endgame, and I do not want that to happen. But so far, so good. Real quick, two more things. One, the music, awesome. Love the Spider-Man theme song, the way they work that into the score there. And two, the very end, the bit with Flash Thompson talking about how much he respects and loves Spider-Man, and then immediately making fun of Peter Parker is classic Flash Thompson. This interpretation is not a classic Flash Thompson. He's definitely more of a mental bullying than he is physical, but that part, they've definitely nailed that. So all in all, I'm really excited about the trailer. I'm probably going to go watch it again.